Pour la situation.
For the account situation for 2017, for the first five months, we see with the members' deposits there's a significant drop in member deposits. This is due to the verification process and the tax conformity process, tax compliance process. We're hoping that we're expecting that they will continue to drop because of the limit, the ceiling of 10,000 francs on cash withdrawals. This will have a positive effect on the members, and it will make it clear that everyone really does need to be in compliance if that's not been happened so far, because unfortunately non-compliance will be noted. And this is a discussion we've had with certain members, and they're not aware of the impact this will have. If it's not here, it will be unfortunately elsewhere that this will be noted, the non-compliance that is. So for by the end of the year, there will be withdrawals. The 2017 rate should be relatively good. The drop of in deposits is not a problem, but rather to the contrary, it's positive in that we have had achieved a size that was difficult to manage. We had too many members, too many deposits. As we've heard on several occasions, we're not supposed to be an investment fund, and this is important for the it's important for the members to not put all their eggs in one basket. We do have some that have put all of their money in the mutual, and that's not the goal. The goal is to minimize risks. The board and staff are always seeking to minimize risks, but prudence would dictate that, again, not all eggs be put in one basket. That's important. And the limits, the ceiling of 400K as a deposit total is something that certainly can be on the agenda soon. The idea being to protect members. The expenditures should increase in the computer updating, with an updating of the computer systems and the hardware. The idea is also to minimize risk with security measures. We save, we do backup, we have procedures that we want the system to be as safe as possible. We have taken measures then to ensure that there aren't computer problems, whether of any different type. And we will be modifying our computer system, and that will bring significant costs for the gains, revenue, or profit continues to drop, because we have very high interest rates, and it's difficult to find securities at 2 to 3% as we have now. Those just aren't the current numbers. So profits gone down, expenditures are likely to increase. The result will be negative, but this will be covered. We don't know what's going to happen during the second half of the year. It's an electoral year in many countries, so there could be a great deal of instability on the political and economic levels. And of course, this can have an effect on investments. So for the time being, I would say that we are in a situation that's rather stable. Loans are stable. We have a great deal of mortgage requests for loans outside of the Franco-Suisse region. The express loans should have been launched in the second half, or should be launched in the second part of the year. I don't think we'll be able to meet that deadline, because the verification and tax compliance process has taken up a great deal of time. So we won't get there. But the goal with the express loan, which we hope to launch as quickly as possible, is to not have to pay the 10% of credit cards, but rather to have maybe rates at about half of that for small loans. That's the current situation then for the first 5 months of the year.